Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. WWL's coverage of OTAs brought to you by First American Bank, a banking tradition since 1910. We've been talking about how Michael Thomas showed up today at organized team activities, and here's what he had to say following.
What's your timetable, and how do you feel? Are you on the recovery path you expected?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. We're going for training camp. We're going to be ready for training camp first day one out there with the team, ready to go full speed, just like the old days and what everyone's used to.
And I guess the first time we were seeing you after, what was it like just to be back out
of there? Oh, it's a blessing. Anytime I get to put on the Saints uniform and contribute it and put on the 13, the black and gold, just to come out here and be around the guys, the camaraderie, that's what I miss the most. Just talking ball. A lot of guys from my school here. It's like for me, it's the older version of just going to school, I guess, really, like first day of school. That's kind of what it felt like, just being around the guys, the camaraderie. Talking football with Derek, getting on the same page, talking to the coaches, just game planning, just basically building that camaraderie to be able to build something special and chase something special and win a lot of games.
What's that been like getting to know Derek and just talking football with him?
Oh, he's been amazing. Amazing. I can't wait to play with him and just be out there and execute and create something special with him, a connection, you know. Just like the way he demands the huddle, the sense of urgency, just the way he handles himself. It's just, he's a pro. He's great for these young guys to see, his demeanor, just everything, just watching him from when he gets in the building, kind of like how Drew was. You know, you could watch Drew from when he's watching film, you can learn from him. When he's in the locker room, you can learn from him. Anywhere in the building, you can just learn something different from them that makes them how they are, and I respect them a lot, and I'm always watching them and just talking football with them. He loves football.
It's one of those easy conversations, like, do you guys see the game the same way and everything? And he had mentioned that, like, talking to you was one of the reasons he wanted to come here, so
yeah.
I'm assuming there's some vibe there between you guys.
Yeah, for sure, man. He wants to win, just like I want to win. He's... how should I say it? Like, he's just very disciplined. He's on top of his stuff. He came here for a reason, like he says, even though he says it in the media, that's the same type of, like, confidence I hear in his voice. He came here for a reason to win. You can hear that. You can feel the sense of urgency. He loves ball. It's not hard working with him, and it's not hard, like, you know, showing up and just doing what he asked you to do. It's pretty much going to be a good thing on the other end if we execute. He tells me what to do. I tell him where I'm going to be, and we're on the same page. We can execute at a high level against anyone.
Mike, was it pretty easy decision for you to come back here? I know you guys have done.
Oh, yeah. I love football. This is what I like to do. I enjoy football. This is where I spend my offseason training to become a better football player. All my lifestyles, from nutrition to off-the-field stuff to on-the-field stuff, is all about just football and just, like, becoming a better player. So coming and showing up to do football activities has never been a hard thing for me.
I meant re-signing with the Saints, though, in general, when you're kind of contracting.
Oh, I mean, that was kind of like, I mean, to me, in my world, I feel like that's just, like, really, like, you know, fluff and, you know, just getting contracts done. But I feel like the organization knows my value. I feel like we're on the same page. We have a very good relationship, no matter how the narrative may be. I feel like we've always had, between me and anyone in the front office, we've always had great communication. And it was like, I don't feel like I ever like left or had to sign a contract. It was just the fact that maybe I was injured and it was just off-season talk. But besides that, I knew I was always going to be playing here. I knew I would be the receiver. I knew our priorities for off-season was to get a quarterback and put some pieces around us. So I was always involved. So the other stuff I can't really control yet.
Mike, after seeing the development of guys like Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, how excited are you to be back on the field with those guys?
Oh, I'm very excited. Those are my guys. They're two California guys. Of course, Chris is from Ohio State, but like before I had like got my injury, I was always rolling with those guys. So like we kind of like a little, I guess, the big three or whatever. So I wouldn't say big three because we have other, you know, receivers and stuff in the room that will contribute and that have to contribute. But, like, those are just my two rookies last year I kind of, like, took under my wing and kind of, like, was involved with a lot. So just to see their successes always, like, puts a smile on your face and then just find where I can add value and help them to be successful.
Hey, Mike, what was the last 8 months been like for you?
It's just been grind, man. I know what's expected from me. I know what my job is. I know the type of player I'm capable of being. At the end of the day, my job is always beating the men across from me. So the last 8 months is just finding ways to get better to beat the men across from me. Like, regardless of anything else, like, I have to compete at a high level. And I'm just like, you know, I'm like a fighter. So regardless when we're on the field, it's the men across from me. So all 8 months, it's just been finding ways to enhance my ability, enhance my weaknesses, even if it wasn't just like due to rehab things I couldn't do, but still working on my hands, working on my game, talking football. Watching a lot of film, seeing things I can add, just working on my weaknesses and just being trying to stay ready so I don't have to get ready pretty much.
Welcome back, Camp Guard Mike. It was good to see him on the field. Obviously, we're just in voluntary workouts right now. He's not doing much. A little off to the side with the quarterbacks, doing some work. Getting to talk to him afterwards, he was in great spirits. And, yeah, I mean, it's nothing but positive news surrounding Mike Thomas, at least, Bobby. Just hopefully, you know, that toe injury and what we've dealt with in the past with him with the ankle issues, we've put that all behind because we need Mike T on the field, man.
Well, I'm looking at even though when he's running routes, he didn't run from like, you know, from the get-go. He's running the back end of routes, like whether it would be like a slant or a dig, which is like an in-cut 15 yards. He might run 4 or 5 yards and cut in. Or like a whip route and how you're trying to shake the defender. Let's say they play man-to-man coverage, like an under route, and then you whip back out. So he was planning. He didn't look hurt to me. I mean, he was doing
right, there
that.
There was no noticeable gimp or anything?
No,
right?
There was no half-step. And no, yeah. He didn't look gimpy at all. So the thing is, every ball that hits his hand, he catches. It's not like, you'd be surprised if he has a drop.
Right.
Where you look at other receivers sometimes and it's a contested catch or not even contested, and they don't finish the catch.
No, unfortunately, so. our rookie is having a tough go at camp, A.T. Perry.
Yeah. So now I'm going to give him the benefit of doubt. You know, you got 3 days straight. We're going to get to see him in the mandatory mini camp, and then you're going to have training camp, what he's going to do in preseason games, because he looks the part. I mean, if you look at, like, a receiver, like a weapon, and listen, I mean, he runs well enough. I'm looking at him. He's 6'6". I mean, and you look at his stature and everything. He looks like a basketball player or NFL receiver. But you got to finish the catch, whether it's back shoulder or contested catch. You have to use your size. And be able to win those battles because the people trying to guard you, you're always going to be bigger than them. So if that's the case, and you talk about size, and Steve, this might be the smallest NFL player that I've ever witnessed. But I tell you what, we got to watch him. He came up big time. Now, I know he's just a kicker, but a kicker is a position in the National Football League. One of my best friends, Martin Anderson, who's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he was just a kicker. So, you know, they always say, oh,
Mr. Longevity lasted forever.
Yeah, the kickers, oh, they kind of flaky and all that. Just make the kick, you know. But Martin is great to hang out
with. You don't appreciate him until you don't have a good one.
Right. but then you look at now, number 19. That'd be another outstanding game. Along Blake Groupie. Is that how you say his last name, Groupie?
Yeah, Groupie out of Notre Dame.
That'd be like almost Afrini Orji. So we got RG and Groupie. So the linebacker from Vanderbilt, a rookie, if he makes the team, and we got a rookie kicker, a Groupie from Notre Dame. But he is little. Steve, he's like 5'7", 155 pounds. I mean, I'm looking at him, but his leg sure is strong. I mean, he made all five of his kicks today. He made a 58-yarder. That would have been good right at 60. It'd have been like, you know, he kicked it 2 yards over. So that was impressive that he was 5 for 5, made all good his kicks, and he closed out with his final kick at 58 yards. So Blake Groupie. So that'd be, if he, now, Will Lutz. Hey.
Got a little pressure on him, which is good.
Well, good. Well, what have you done for him lately?
Exactly.
Will Lutz needs to come up big time. Coming up, I think he will beat out Groupie. Now, it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen with RG. You know, Afrini Orji, the rookie linebacker out of Vanderbilt, where he's going to be at. He's competing, like, you look at, like, Afrini Orji. You know, he's competing with, when you look at Appalachian State, DeMarco Jackson.
And I think he's looked pretty good during OTAs, DeMarco.
Yeah, that's how you look, buddy. You're on the practice squad, you're on the active roster, but you look like DeMarco Jackson. You know, he's like 6'1", 233, and you look at RG, 6'2", 230. So it's like clones of one another. Now, who actually can make plays, who has an opportunity to make the team. But great competition there, but... for Blake Groupie, the kicker from Notre Dame, boy, he sure was little, but had a strong leg out there making all five of his kicks, and the last kick being that 58-yarder.
Yeah, like I said, with DeMarco Jackson, I feel like he's been putting some solid practices together, and obviously we're not in pads right now, so it's really hard to, you know, truly judge what the linebackers are doing and all, but I feel like he's shown up, he's been in the right place.
Right. Well, Steve, you more see like them and you give them credit like a defensive back, like pass defending, you know, when they are in coverage, if they can knock the pass down, and then you take notes and go, whoa, that was a good play.
Yeah, who DeMarco was that? Broke up a pass today.
Yeah. Who was that? Yeah, so you're right.
Against Carr, right?
Yeah. So you write that down, and that's what I said. Well, if he can get that aspect, because he can run sideline to sideline, and if he's healthy, you'd be surprised if you don't have 100 tackles. You know, kind of like Pete Werner. He was on pace till he got hurt to have 130 to 150 tackles. Same thing with DeMario Davis. You know, they're taking a step back if all of a sudden they're not hitting that century mark with tackles. I think they're that good of linebackers. But when you're looking at the competition, even at running back, I mentioned this earlier about Ellis Merriweather. You can't really judge them at all. You can see their bursts and their cuts, how smoothly they catch the ball. No, you have to have, like, live tackling. And where are you going to get live tackling? In the limited preseason games, you know, where it's in your best interest, not even when you practice against other teams, because they still don't really tackle.
Right, you're not going full, right?
Right. All I can remember is, like, even – when they weren't going full, and you know, they say, like, okay, you want to butt up the receiver and the running back. Let's say they're running or they catch the ball. You can go hit them, butt them up, like wham. You hit them,
okay. But
you just don't finish the tackle and take them to the ground. I can remember, like, Kyrie Robinson and Chris Ivory, when sometimes defensive backs or players were coming to butt them up, they'd end up on their neck. And then all of a sudden, you could see them doing the whole A. They're kind of like, okay, just touch it with two hands and get out the way. Because they didn't want to, like, square up. They go, man, I'm going to get run over in practice. And we're not even really tackling. So I want to see who's the modern-day Saints version of a Chris Ivory or a Kyrie Robinson. And he came out of nowhere. like West Texas A&M, not Texas A&M.
Yeah, there was for a while we had a run on undrafted running backs. We were like a gold mine for it.
West Texas A&M and Tiffin. I want to say Tiffin's in Ohio. Tiffin. That sounds like some kind of Kleenex or something, like Tiffin.
WWL's coverage of OTAs is brought to you by First American Bank. Banking tradition since 1910.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.